For something to become something else, there needs to be a period of nothingness in between. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Continuing on, our thoughts every week to make every day count. So we are currently in the Jewish month of Cheshvan, and we're coming to the end of that month, which means this coming Sunday and Monday are what we call Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the new month. So I thought I would share something that we learn from the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Now we know, of course, that the Jewish calendar is based on the lunar system, which means there's a cycle of when the moon is born, so to speak. I mean, it's always there, but when we can see it, it starts off at a very thin sliver, progresses, continues on and becomes bigger and bigger till the middle of the month, around the 15th of the month, and then wanes and gets smaller until the end of the month, which is the end of the cycle, and then the new cycle begins. It's roughly about 29 and a half days, which is why some Jewish months are 29 days, some are 30 days, based on a very complex system which makes the calendar work the way it does. So this idea that it's based on the lunar cycle obviously carries with it a very deep lesson. And the lesson is one of renewal. It's one of becoming something new. There's always, even when we go down, even when we get diminished, even when we sort of beaten down, we can always come back again. And that's the idea of the moon. The moon gets smaller and smaller. And then, of course, it starts again to grow, and it grows strongly until the middle of the month. And then it shows that cycle of growth where sometimes there's failure and then there's growth and so on. But there's one very important aspect that we learn from the cycle. There is a period for a few minutes or for a short amount of time where the moon disappears completely. And only after it's disappeared completely, it doesn't go to a very thin sliver and then start again to grow. It actually completely disappears. And only then does it emerge as something new and start to grow. And this highlights a principle that's spoken about in Jewish wisdom, a principle of real growth. Now, you can have incremental growth where you're doing something good, and you do it a bit better and a bit better. That's one type of growth. But then there's sometimes growth where we actually take a quantum leap. We emerge with greater strength. We become completely different the way we were before. There we have a principle that transformation requires. Transformation from one state of being to another state of being requires nothingness in between. The example that's often given is if you plant a seed in the ground, the reality is that the seed doesn't just grow into a tree, but actually the seed disintegrates first and then emerges as a tree. Because when you grow into something completely different, it is so important to let go, of where you were before completely, to almost have nothingness so that there can be room now for something completely new. Because as long as something of the previous state of being remains, we're kind of still locked into that frame of mind, into that paradigm. A paradigm shift sometimes requires an emptiness in between the two paradigms in order to emerge with a completely new perspective and a new paradigm. In 1977, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, on Simchat Torah on Shmini Atzeret, by the middle of the dancing, suffered a very, very serious heart attack. And there was a miraculous recovery. In fact, when we talk about Rosh Chodesh Kislev, this particular Rosh Chodesh is when he finally went home. He wasn't hospitalized, but they transformed his office into a sort of mini ICU ward, and then eventually he was well enough to go home on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which since then has been sort of a day of celebration amongst the Hasidim. But there are many stories told in that period, many, many fascinating stories. One of them, there was one day where they needed to take some blood from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe asked the doctors to explain how it works. So he said that when you put the needle into the vein, whatever the case is, you put something in where there's a vacuum, and then that vacuum draws blood. And the Rebbe says, you know, from everything you can learn something. And he said that he had received a letter from someone who had been complaining that they just feel empty. They feel like low, and they feel like they've lost their enthusiasm and lost their excitement, just lost their vibrancy. And the Rebbe said, I answered that person that actually it's a good thing. You need to take it as an opportunity. Of course, it's not a good thing on the surface, but it can be channeled into something really good, because if you're feeling completely flat, that means there's emptiness there, which means you now have an opportunity, like the seed that disintegrates in the ground, to emerge with something completely new. Just like the newness of the month. The new moon, which represents something completely different, emerges after the moon completely disappears. Where there's nothing, there's something completely new can emerge. And then I said, that's the idea. When you create a vacuum, when there's complete emptiness, you draw new life. Blood is a symbol of life, symbol of energy. So that's the lesson that you learn from that concept. The lesson, of course, for us is really important, that sometimes we feel flat, sometimes we feel empty. Not a good state of being, but we can take it and channel it, that because we've kind of reached low, we can emerge with something much, much, much better. Let's just contemplate on that for a bit. Just remove your distractions, relax. If it makes it better for you, close your eyes and become aware. Focus. Focus on your breath, as we always do, breathing in and out, feeling each inhalation and feeling the sensation of exhaling. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back and try and focus. Each breath we take represents the soul. The neshima is the neshama. A soul has so many layers, the complexity of the human machine. The layer of thought, the layer of feeling and emotions, the layer of behavior, the subconscious. Failure can live on any of these layers. Complexities, inner conflicts, tension, turmoil, lack of clarity. But the key to growth is to let go. Strip away the layers. Dig deep. Go deep. When we shed the layers of the baggage we have, we discover the purity of the soul, the opportunity for growth, the infinity of newness. Specifically, when we're unable to think or feel or do, maybe sometimes numbness. All layers of the soul have disappeared. We can make room for the deepest purity, the deepest newness. Breathe in deeply and just picture you bypassing every layer of your soul, going to the purity, clean slate. Opportunity of growth at the depth of your core, the root of your soul existence. I am open to something new. I'm receptive to a paradigm shift. I can emerge something so much stronger. Reflect on that and internalize that. changing the perspective of when we feel low and numb. And every time that happens, we need to just think about the opportunity that it brings to draw new energy, new vitality, a new paradigm reset. Have a wonderful day, everyone.